Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, And we're going to be talking about the symptom checkers. Yeah, know what that is. Well, we're going to check it out. Also, we're going to be talking about things like Crohn's disease, maybe one of the special herbs I love so much. We'll see how the hour goes. And we have a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. I did bring my devotional today. It's from the Song of Songs 2 in Luke 10. It goes like this. Come away with me for a while. The world, with its nonstop demands, can be put on hold. Most people put me on hold, rationalizing that someday they'll find time to focus on me. But the longer they push me into the background of their lives, the harder it is for them to find me. You live among people who glorify busyness. They have made time a tyrant that controls their lives. Even those who know me as Savior tend to march to the tempo of the world. They have brought into the illusion that more is always better, more meetings, more programs, more activity. I have called you to follow me on this solitary path, making time alone with me your highest priority, and it's your deepest joy. It is a pathway largely unappreciated and often despised. However, you have chosen the better thing, which it will never be taken away from you. Moreover, as you walk close to me, I can bless others through you. Amen to that. I hope you're seeking the Lord's face, because that is the way, and mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the Quacker, let's see, researchers conclude pregnant women who drink soda can put their children, their unborn baby, at risk of being obese, according to a new study of pediatrics. The more soda pregnant women drinks, the more likely the child will be obese later in life. Apparently, the sugary beverages increase the child's risk of gaining weight. According to the pediatrician, Dr. William Sears, just a 12-ounce can of soda is loaded with 10 teaspoons of sugar, and the leading soda highs and lows can wreak havoc with the insulin levels and also can mess with the baby's growth. So high fructose corn syrup isn't any better, according to the good doc. Moving along in the quack report, people in Italy are really PO'd. Mass protest against mandatory vaccine laws. Italy's controversial new measure that requires young students to get vaccinated against 12 common illnesses not going over too well with the people there. They've been protesting for a month. Yep, parents who send non-vaccinated kids to school or even to child care facilities get steep fines. And if you're a repeat offender, you could lose custody and go to jail. Yep, people they're not taking this sitting down. So apparently the powers in high places a little nervous. So they're starting to peel back some of the restrictions, the number of vaccines, and the fines, how expensive the fines are, but that's not good enough. Well, you know, you're just going to have to take your kids out of public school. Just keep them with you. Fiduciary responsibility. God gave it to the parents. All right, last but not least in the quack report, 6 pharmaceutical medicines that will instantly affect your health for the worse, not the better, but for the worse. First on the list is the flu shots because of the shocking amounts of mercury, the thermosol in there, and the formaldehyde and aluminum. So mercury at any amount is going to be toxic, especially to the central nervous system. And, just after 14 days of being injected with mercury-laced vaccines, that heavy metal is migrating to the bowel to lodge there. Blood thinners is also on the list. Even the new generation of blood thinners, the anticoagulants, we've talked about it. Fatal side effect that if you cut yourself or if you're in some sort of trauma, you will bleed out. They have no way to stop and reverse the effects of the new blood thinners. Chemotherapy is on the list. Most Americans think that 2.3% success rate in chemo is okay, while 97.7% of the people die. 75% of doctors or oncologists refuse chemo themselves or for their family members if they have cancer. It turns your blood acidic and allows other cancers to multiply uncontrolled. Also, the rotavirus, which they give to babies for diarrhea, contains 2 strains of deadly pig virus called sircovirus. And there's really no explanation in medical science why a pig virus that kills pigs in China is now an ingredient in the anti-diarrhea vaccine for infants. It's really weird. Benzodiazepines, your anti-anxiety meds, highly dangerous. FDA is saying it causes hallucinations and, of course, suicidal thoughts. And apparently it slows down the central nervous system and it gives a false impression that you're okay, you're relaxed, and eventually you get the disorders that come with it: irritability, agitation, aggression, rage, mania, impulsive behavior, and so on. And lastly, the number six one is seizure meds. Seizure medications, the entire class of seizure drugs, can damage the liver pretty quickly. So can't live without a liver, can we? And they have other natural things that help with seizures, but they're outlawed. So so there you go. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about symptom checkers. You know, you could be one of the millions of people that check your symptoms online and compare, you know, treatment options. According to the scientific medicine, you're a symptom checker. And they say you run the risk of getting wrong information that way. So artificial intelligence is based on the technology already on the internet. So we're told that human physicians will diagnose better than the algorithms used online. Now, keep in mind that the men of science are programming the artificial intelligence diagnostic robots, and they say they're only as good as the information that's uploaded. So where does the information come from? Well, medical doctors who admit they misdiagnose a patient once per month. Therefore, artificial intelligence and its programs are loaded with human error. Now, according to the National Center for Policy Analysis, misdiagnosis has a 20% occurrence and exceeds the drug and surgery errors. However, we're being given mixed messages that a robot's going to eliminate this error and outperform the flesh and blood physicians, or do human physicians outperform artificial intelligence? Which is it? Well, should patients stop researching their health options online? Well, let's just take a look. First, we're going to look at this Harvard study. In 2015, in July, Harvard Medical School conducted a study to see if symptom checkers get accurate information. No surprise, they stated online sites offering symptom analysis get it wrong most of the time. And their study was published in the 2015 British Medical Journal. Okay, now remember that. They're saying your online search engines, like WebMD and others that, you know, you want to search symptoms, they're saying you're going to get wrong information there. Keep that in mind as I work through this for you. Okay, so my next question was, well, who is hosting the check sites, these checking sites? Well, who do you suppose hosts this symptom checking to begin with? Well, it's Modern Medicine and its affiliates. Symptom checking sites are hosted by medical schools like Harvard, hospital systems, insurance companies, and of course, government agencies. So in the UK, for instance, the government hosts a major symptom checking service through its socialized healthcare system. It's called the National Health Service. And the software will ask you to plug in your symptoms, usually by, you know, checking off their checklist and anything that applies. And once you've answered the questions, the software is going to spit you out the potential illness you have and whether immediate medical attention is required. So the medical robots in development will do pretty much the same thing and may even be empowered to provide you a drug prescription. Now, it is doubtful a robot will need malpractice insurance. However, the company that's providing the robot and the database of information would kind of need some protection. Therefore, patients should be on guard as they could be required in the future to agree to waive their rights prior to a diagnosis being given in the event the robot gets it wrong. Now we have to wonder, if human doctors outperform computers and online algorithms, then why is scientific medicine sponsoring them? Yeah. Well, who is programming the artificial intelligence? Ever wonder about that? Hey, Frank, you want to take a guess? Who is programming the artificial intelligence and all the symptom checker algorithms? Want to guess? while he's thinking it over. Well, according... Pharma? Well, you're close. According to the Harvard study, medical students are given the task of programming the symptom checker software for online use. Now, the symptom checker software was first developed to help teach medical students. So the software algorithms search for the correct diagnosis, and in the Harvard study, the software was correct 34% of the time. And the top three diagnoses were projected to be accurate about 51% of the time. And the top 20 possible diagnoses were correct about 58% of the time. Now, the Harvard report also stated that symptom checker software are highly conservative and often recommend that the person seek medical attention. They also listed who other than patients are using symptom checker software, and they are healthcare professionals, people in the medical profession, and researchers. Now, some examples of symptom checker sites would be netdoctor.co.uk, so it's UK checker, webmd.com, as well as mayoclinic.org and the American Academy of Pediatrics.org. Symptom checkers. Mm-hmm. Here's a quote by Hannah Semigran, Harvard Medical School. She says, the symptom tracker checker tools are not likely to go away as we are looking at the first generation of new technology. It's important to continue to track performance to see if they can reach their full potential in helping patients get the right care. So there's no intention of getting rid of Dr. Kiosk, okay? That's not happening. Well, let's look at the study that was revised, because in October 2016, just about a year later, Harvard Medical School revisited the symptom checker application. And in this review, they stated human doctors outperformed the artificial intelligence with accuracy. So human doctors were 72% accurate compared to the symptom checker software at 34% accurate. Their study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So their report states real physicians outperform computer algorithms with regards to correct diagnosis by 2 times. And since human doctors misdiagnose 20% of the time, this suggests that your artificial intelligence, your doctor kiosk, is going to misdiagnose 40% of the time. Now, the primary components to misdiagnosing are failure to recognize a disease, diagnosis is not given in a timely manner, complexity of uncommon conditions, as well as a lack of information, and also these cognitive mistakes or shortcuts, which usually are playing the odds or making assumptions, and typically the human doctors do that. Here's a quote from Ativ Matora, associate professor at Harvard Medical School, says, clinical diagnosis is currently as much an art as it is a science. Well, isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Now, as reported earlier, the Harvard Medical Review found that 14% of all adverse patient events, are due to misdiagnosis. And 75% of those cases involved negligence. Well, let's ask the professor. Yep. The new online programs to check symptoms are often going to be referred to as professor systems. You know, I think it's Chewbacca with them calling him professor. But anyway, These systems that they are going to be calling professor systems go beyond the old algorithm models or single physician consult. So another factor is that it can affect a diagnosis if patients aren't truthful with the symptoms. So for whatever reason, some patients don't want to tell their physician everything, and this can impact the diagnosis. So they're saying these patients can plug their symptoms in online without worry of being judged. And this new professor system include also clinical professionals as well as the internet system for checking. So you get the AI and the human interfacing there. So this system understands that patients will be armed with some kind of knowledge using online tools. So modern medicine is trying to play catch up in combining and implementing knowledge from many facets to resolve these errors in decision making with a timely diagnosis. So, gone are the days where, patients just take the doctor's, advice and diagnosis on blind faith, right? Well, and then there's this medical debate. I personally experienced several physicians disagreeing on a diagnosis on even the simplest of conditions. In one instance, it involved a wart on the top of an index finger. And the debate was, is it a wart or a cyst? Skin masses tend to send physicians into kind of a tailspin, and why, I don't know. But surprisingly, on staff, intensive care physicians, got into a slightly heated debate over this wart, and it was kind of unbelievable. So it turned out to be a seed wart in which freezing it off and cutting it out had no effect. The thing just grew back. And what resolved the wart was applying garlic topically to this wart. So in the other instance, there were three ENT physicians, that's ear, nose, and throat doctors. They could not agree on this case where there was a three-month-old ear infection. So it was on an adult, but the ear infection was 3 months old. It was discharging a bunch of pus, and they couldn't decide. They argued, was it due to a virus? Was it due to bacteria, fungus, yeast? No antibiotic or steroid was resolving this condition, 3 months, okay? And in the end, it was again garlic to the rescue because the garlic's antibacterial, antifungal, anti-yeast, antiviral properties. And again, all warts are viral, so ergo the garlic. Now, where do you suppose most people start online trying to check their symptoms? Well, they go to the Google Doc. That's where they go. They go to Google. According to the Association for Psychological Science, 60% of Americans get diagnosed initially on Google. And according to their research, Google has played a big role in the age of self-diagnosing. So in their 2012 report, more people search for symptoms for things like cancer, and they reported that sites will vary on the symptoms listed for, let's say, a specific cancer like thyroid cancer. So the research team showed concern that symptom checkers may delay medical screening for disease like cancer and increase a patient's risk. And so they reported their findings in the 2012 Journal of Psychological Science, and it's really interesting what risk the researchers were referring to, since recent reports have showed chemotherapy and radiation cause cancer. So if people don't like medicine's options for cancer treatment, what would be the point for, seeking out an oncologist, right? Oh, they've got some of these new drugs, that supposedly are different and they're experimental, but I've never seen a toxin cure a disease, to be quite honest. Not really. So the WHO game comes up, because we could, spend a whole lot of time trying to ascertain why science is pushing technology in the diagnosis area and then saying it's going to give you wrong results. Well, my guess, it's going to be to reduce their liability somehow, reduce their lawsuits and damages. So if patients understand that they're taking their chances using this technology in medical science, then insurance companies and hospitals and other affiliations can sidestep litigation. Now, the other end of this is that automation will also reduce the need to fill jobs with people, and it's going to save money in payroll benefits and loss of production. Now, I always follow the money. That's what I always do. Those are two things I came up with. If you got ideas, let me know. Well, knowledge and truth are not always the same thing. Now, in the Bible, it says, in the latter days, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. That's in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. So knowledge does not always mean truth. Therefore, we can use the tools that we have to seek truth and pray for God's wisdom. Now, verifying information is our responsibility. So if you seek truth, God says you will find it. So if God says herbs are meat for the service of man and for the healing of the nations, you'll find that in Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104, 14, and Revelations 22, 2. So if God says that, then I'd say that's a whole lot of truth and wisdom spanning thousands of years. That's from Genesis to Revelation. That's incredible. So every good gift and every perfect gift is from God, James chapter 1, verse 17. So we can ascertain that herbs are a gift from God, and they are good. So if you're interested, call Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog, and you can find out how you can empower yourself and avoid a lot of risky drugs and side effects using God's medicine. So call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Yep, Apothecary Herbs specializes in these whole food herb formulas to cleanse away toxins and strengthen the immune system. Cleanse, nourish the system, build up the immune system, which is your defenses. Man, you know how special that is to defend yourself from internal medicine disease? It's huge. So call now and empower yourself, because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Yeah, if you're insisting on organic whole food entree meals, you better insist on whole food supplements, too. Not the petrochemicals, not the isolated elements, and obviously not the nutraceuticals, which is petrochemicals with just a little bit of organic source mixed in. Yeah, a wannabe vitamin. There you go. That's what it is. All right, so if you're on the website at thepowerherbs.com, also be sure to sign up for the newsletters under the Books and Newsletters tab. You'll get empowering information in your email each week. The American Survival is sent out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest on Fridays. Now, there is no subscription fee, so you get these free. And you can pass on empowering information to family and friends, you know, pass on the empowerment. That's always a good thing as well. So do sign up there. And check out. Also, the reward points program is back at thepowerherbs.com. So if you register at checkout, you will earn points for each purchase, and you can redeem them when you check out and save. All right, so we're going to talk about, I think, Crohn's disease, because I've gotten a couple calls this week about these types of digestive problems. And if you've got Crohn's disease, it can be a really miserable chronic digestive malfunction, and about 500 million Americans have it. 10% of them are under the age of 18. So if a family member in your family tree has Crohn's disease, your risk is higher at getting Crohn's disease. About 20% of the people diagnosed with the disease have blood relatives with the same condition. Now, according to Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, men and women do get this disabling disease equally. Eastern European Jewish heritage, greater risk, apparently, according to their foundation. Those with African American heritage have a less of a risk. So has to do, I would think, with diet and how people are eating. It all comes down to what you're putting in that body. So we're going to talk about some do's and don'ts on Crohn's disease. We'll be right back.
Coconut and call me in the morning. Ooh, ooh. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk about this digestive problem that kind of has millions of people just caught up in it, and they're on what everybody else is on, symptom management. Symptom management is toxic drugs, managing your symptoms, but they only manage it for a while, and then you will always get rebound effect from that, where the drugs quit working and then they got to find you something else to take. Never, ever, ever addressing what's causing the problem. All right, so Crohn's disease is really an acute inflammation of the bowel tissue. The bowel's irritated. Now you got to stop and ask yourself, what's causing the irritation, the inflammation? That the digestive tract, again, the entire tract from mouth, esophagus, stomach, small and large intestine, rectum, everything can be an issue here. So the most common affected area, though, is the ileum or the lower small intestine. Ileum is where your appendix is. It's where the small intestine and large intestine connect. And so this is usually where people have the most problems, is in this area. And there's a lot of swelling, inflammation, and you get a lot of symptoms. Most common symptoms, you know, a lot of pain and vomiting and diarrhea. Other symptoms could be rectal bleeding, weight loss, arthritis, skin problems, inflammation of the eyes, and fever. So Crohn's disease affects the immune system, and therefore it's really not uncommon to also develop what they call an autoimmune disease like lupus. And I've seen my share of people with Crohn's disease, and they're not happy campers at all. So what could be causing Crohn's disease? Well, modern medicine blames it on heredity. You know, that way it kind of gives them an excuse not to look at the real reason why you have this problem and the cause of it. So the environment is another excuse. Your immune system not functioning has gone haywire. That's the third excuse. So their theory is your immune system is reacting to digestive bacteria like it's a foreign body and then attacks it. And then your white blood cells accumulate in the lining of the intestine, and that causes inflammation. All right, so what's the treatment plan then, Doc? Well, if the doctor suspects you have digestive diseases like this, you're going to be referred to a gastroenterologist, and he's a specialist. He'll give you a series of tests to kind of rule out other causes or other diseases, and they finally come up with your diagnosis of Crohn's disease. So you're going to be you're going to give blood. That's going to be tested, stool samples, of course. You may have an upper GI, a colonoscopy, a sigmoidoscopy. You may have to donate some tissue to be biopsied. So you're going to be poked, prodded, stuck, jabbed, practically dissected by modern medicine. And in the end, you will be put on a combination of drugs like anti-inflammatory drugs, steroids, cortisone, immune system suppressors, antibiotics, diarrhea drugs, also fluid replacement products to prevent you from being dehydrated, and also a bunch of synthetic supplements, so also known as petrochemical drugs. That's what, you know, synthetic supplements are. So after all of that, you may be scheduled later on for surgery, because according to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, 75% of the people with Crohn's disease end up getting surgery at some point due to complications. So there are four types of surgery for Crohn's disease. You get a partial bowel resection, which removes only a diseased part of the intestine, or you may get what they call a strictoplasty, which shortens the intestine and widens narrow areas. Or you may have a fistula correction, which connects the intestine to the bladder but does not drain intestinal contents into the bladder. Also, they may drain abscesses with the needle inserted into them. That gets rid of infection. You get a lot of infection. So the goal really is ease your symptoms. Just going to ease your symptoms, make you as comfortable as possible so you can live with your disease. Never, never with any intention to eliminate the disease and cure you, because there's more money in disease management. That's what MD stands for, manage disease. So the disease management program is designed for you, and modern medicine admits they don't have a cure. Best that you can hope for is that your symptoms lessen or you have a remission of symptoms, and that's what remission means, lessening of symptoms. Doesn't mean it's a cure at all. So what are the risks? Well, those suffering from Crohn's disease say they experience a lot of flare-ups when they get under stress, a lot of those triggers. Scientific medicine really can't explain that. That they don't accept that stress will make your condition worse. One of the biggest risks of living with Crohn's disease is that you can have a blockage in the intestine. It could develop due to a thickening of the intestinal wall. A blockage is never a good thing. So the intestinal tissues become inflamed, they swell, and they can develop scar tissue. And over time, this process repeats itself, and you can get a blockage. Now, acute cases will have sores and ulcers that tend to tunnel through the intestine to the other side and then attack surrounding tissues and organs like your bladder, rectum, vagina, anus, you name it. So this process will produce a lot of fistulas. Now, fistulas are like, think of a bowel with acne on it, and the acne is on the outside of the bowel, not on the inside of the bowel. So that's why colonoscopies don't even see that. It's on the other side of the bowel. So this process is going to weaken the intestinal walls. You're going to get tears in the intestinal walls. You're going to have problems, complications, and you're going to be wheeled into surgery. So if surgery is required, they may even have to take the entire colon and give you a colonectomy, and then you'll have a hole and a stoma in the front of the abdomen wall, and you'll have to wear a bag because you will have had your colon removed. You'll wear a pouch to collect any waste that comes out, and you have to empty it frequently. So who wants to do that? But, you know, if you go to modern medicine for problems like Crohn's disease, that is your course. That's where you end up usually. Okay? That's where most of them, 75% of them, surgery. Isn't that what they said? Yep. It's an incredible amount of people that they're 75% with Crohn's disease require surgery. So that tells you just how bad the treatment program is. It's not doing anything for them. So let's look at prevention, because it's really all about diet, okay? And the thing is, you know, the family tree issue, where if you got somebody with Crohn's disease, you have a higher risk, it's because we tend to eat like our ancestors. We tend to have the same bad habits that our ancestors had. And diets that are poor are going to, you know, produce the same thing, you know. You're not going to get a different result by doing the same thing, okay? So we tend to eat like our family members, and diets that contain a lot of rich foods, gravies and lots of meats, heavy starches, overcooked foods, fried foods, excessive dairy is going to lend to these type of digest. The Southern diet is prime for Crohn's disease, you know? It is prime. So having a sluggish bowel is going to allow the waste to stay in the colon longer and produce a lot of toxicity. And a sluggish bowel is usually from a diet that's got too much meat, too much starch, and not enough whole grains and not enough fresh fruits and vegetables. A lot of people don't understand. You know, I don't know how many times I've had this conversation with people, and I go, do you know why doctors and naturopaths and other people will tell you, even your mother will tell you to eat more fiber? They don't know why. They just know it's supposed to improve bowel function, but they don't know how it improves bowel function. Well, when you eat fiber, whether that's, you know, broccoli or whole grain breads, what happens is fiber like that in the digestive tract will swell up with water, because your bowel uses a lot of water to do its job. So it'll absorb a lot of the water and then swell up. So your fiber is going to swell up. And when it swells up, it's going to press on the colon wall. And inside the colon wall are nerve endings. And this stimulates the nerve endings inside the colon wall. And then those nerve endings stimulate the muscle of the colon to move. So this makes sure that the fecal matter is moving through the colon and not sitting there, putrefying, basically. Now, if you look in a medical book, like the physician's desk reference, for instance, and you'll find that scientific medicine says that if you have a bowel movement twice a week, that's normal. Let me tell you, it is not normal. That is prime for illness if that's how the bowel is functioning. If you eat three times a day, you should be moving three times a day. That food is not supposed to be sitting there for days, okay? Most people say they go every day. That's good, but you should be going more than once a day if you're having three meals a day. So that's the proper movement, and people have such sluggish bowels because they don't have enough good fiber. They eat too much refined white flour, and they don't get, you know, enough fresh fruits and vegetables going. Or they'll get vegetables that are overcooked, steamed to death. I mean, you know. All right. So according to Dr. Helen B. Castile, University of Arkansas Medical Science, foods that you want to avoid if you got Crohn's disease are those clear liquids, the sugary fluids like soda, diet soda, Gatorade, Jell-O, also milk with the lactose in it. She says these foods will worsen your Crohn's disease. Sugar likes to pass through, and it draws from you more water and salt, and it dehydrates you further, and it causes you to be nauseated and to vomit. So foods that produce gas, like beans and cabbage and onions, are going to encourage a lot of colon spasms and discomfort. Now, coarse fruits and vegetables and whole grain cereals also can be difficult if you've got a dysfunctioning bowel. And any beverages with caffeine you should avoid because it will further dehydrate your bowel. Never do coffee enema. Dehydration galore if you do that. Fried foods, convenience foods, fast foods, also very bad, will contribute to a sluggish bowel function. So let's recap. Milk, coffee, artificial sweeteners, sugar, fruit juices, and gassy foods and fast foods going to be off the list. So when people have sensitive colons and they're inflamed and really sick like this, I tend to turn to vegetable juices because it's easy on the digestive system and the alive enzymes are in the juice. There's no pulp. There's no heavy fiber, per se, to make the digestive system work real hard because right now it's weak. So we got to get that strength back, and then we can put in, you know, more of the solid fruits and vegetables. But right now we're going to juice, and it's not going to be, which, you know, any of that juice that you get in the store because it has added sugars in it. You're going to get your own juice here. Get a juicer. Invest in one. It'll save your life. And a lot of vegetable juice is going now. Not just citrus. And so juices will give you the nutrition without the digestive system, the liver, the pancreas working hard. What I like to do is take an herbal mix that's full of your vitamins, your minerals, and amino acids and proteins, and then put that in the juice because it's water soluble. And then the juice is infused with all this nutrition, again, that the bowel doesn't have to work hard to uptake and absorb, so the body has energy to heal itself. So if you're looking for that, it's at thepowerherbs.com under energy boosters, and it's called body food, okay? And it's powder. Just throw it in a smoothie, throw it in vegetable juice, and be done with it. A lot of people like to use it for weight loss because it super infuses the nutrients, and they don't feel hungry, they don't snack, you know, they can safely lose weight in a healthy way. Now, some of the herbs I like to also use to soothe this raw, irritated tissue, I like to use marshmallow root and slippery elm. These have a very mucilaginous, slippery feel to them, but they don't coat like a milk product would, but it does soothe the lining of the intestines. So it's very important to do that. So if you're interested in the slippery elm, the marshmallow, the body food mix, they're all at thepowerherbs.com. Now, I've been asked, now, would you recommend maybe a cleanse? Well, certainly bowel cleansing is going to be very effective at pulling out all the pharmaceutical residues and the heavy metals and all the garbage you don't want to hold on to. And relieve the burden off of that tissue down there. So make sure your colon cleanse is a good one. You don't want to do a whole system cleanse because your bowel is your first cleanse you want to do. And make sure it's going to have elements that reduce gas and bloating and spasms. And also when the herbs draw out the toxins, that they don't get reabsorbed. There's herbs that encapsulate those toxins so you don't reabsorb them. So if you're looking for the cleanse, go to the powerherbs.com and click under cleanses. The bowel cleanse is there. Now, if you have a real serious condition with inflamed bowel tissue, you would modify the cleanse and not get the kit, but you would get the bowel cleanse formula B only. And you modify the cleanse because there's herbs in the formula A that's in the kit that can irritate. So we don't want you to be irritated while you cleanse. Now, sometimes you can add a little black walnut to your cleanses, sometimes a little fennel for gas. If you tend to have gassy issues, bloating issues, fennel's excellent. And ginger for nausea if you tend to have that. So definitely there's some herbs that you can add and kind of just improve your experience while you cleanse and get rid of all that. That's burdening the system and making the tissue really sick. So if you're wanting to check out how to cleanse and get that bowel back, get it healthy, it's diet, diet, diet. That's your biggest ally. And you have all the power in the world over that. You have more power than a doctor does over your diet, what you put in the body. So, and, you know, cleansing's not hard. It's not going to make you stay near a bathroom. Okay, you can still function and do your normal thing. So thepowerherbs.com and check out the organ cleanse section or request a catalog. And when you get your catalog, under the organ cleanses, they're listed in the order in which you should do them. Okay, so you want to work with the system, not against it, for toxin removal. And this will improve your success with removing toxicity. So thepowerherbs.com, you can download their catalog from their website if you'd like, or you can request a hard copy sent to you free of charge at thepowerherbs.com. If you don't do the internet, just call them at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And don't forget to sign up for the newsletters there. They are free as well. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about one of my favorite. Well, it's a food, but it's also an herb. It's onion. Onion is a cousin to the garlic. Okay, has some great, great properties. It's got a wet and a dry cell in it, just like horseradish and peppers and, you know, the things that when you cut into it, then all of a sudden, you know, you get this pungent aroma and your eyes water. So there's a chemical exchange when you cut into them and you're mixing wet and dry cells in the herb. So onions have that unremarkable or you can't mistake them. You know, they smell like onions. Onions were native to Asia, really, in the Middle East, and they're cultivated now everywhere. And you got lots of options with onions. They come from the Allium sepa family. As I said, cousin to the garlic, also cousin to chives, scallions, and leeks. And the pungent aroma and their flavor has a lot of medicinal power to them, okay? The entire planet Earth will harvest about 100 billion pounds of onions each year. So the biggest producers of onions are China, India, the United States, Russia, and Spain. So actually Egyptians were paid the workers that build a lot of their pyramids and stuff with onions. So the ancient writings. So a lot of cultures revered the onion. It was used in a lot of dishes. It was used to pay taxes. Christopher Columbus cultivated onions, brought them to the West Indies and the Western Hemisphere. So that's what we're told. Christopher Columbus helped spread the onion around. So, of course, you know, you've got sweet onions and you've got, you know, pungent, sharp taste onions. I like the hotter onions. So if you're looking at, most stores have yellow and white onions, the white ones are hotter. Purple ones, your Vidalias, are sweeter. So some of the benefits to your onions, it helps your digestive tract your urinary tract, your pulmonary, and your circulatory system. So onion carries these antiseptic-like qualities. A lot of modern herbalists like to use onion for the cardiovascular system. Helps with things like cholesterol and blood clots, blood sugar, blood pressure. Some research involving animal studies suggests that onions do lower cholesterol and help prevent clots when it's given in large doses. And they even use onions to keep horses from getting leg clots. If they get clots in their legs, you know, those thoroughbred horses are toast. So they gotta help the horses out. Also, it's really great for, onions are great for lots of things like expelling worms, parasites, reducing swelling in the system, reducing gas, being used as a diuretic. Absolutely, over the centuries, been used for colds and coughs and congestion. Helps to loosen sticky phlegm. A lot of healing for infections. People down through the centuries used onions for things like fungus and warts, blemishes, sprains, infections, and so on. So the ancient world, onions was used a lot of times for bacterial and fungus infections, and it's very good for that. Research also says it has a lot of vitamin C and a lot of sulfur compounds, which helps the body. It's a great option if you're struggling with diabetes, according to medical science. Some research say that also it helps stop cancerous tumors from growing. So, you know, if you eat some onion every day, I'm sure you can keep a lot of doctors away. It's not just the apple, you know. It's also been said onions help if you're having sleep problems like insomnia. It helps get more oxygen-rich blood to the brain. Apparently the homocysteine is believed to interfere with serotonin hormones and dopamine and norepinephrine. So if you get too much homocysteine, that could be why you're not sleeping. And eating some onions can actually help reduce that interaction. So if you want to use your onions, do use them. There are over 6,000 flavonoids science has been able to identify in your common onion. You'll lose 20% of your nutrients on the outer layer, so don't peel your onion until you're ready to use it, okay? Because you want to keep the paper layers on the onion, because you'll lose a lot of your flavonoid benefits if you peel it and then store it. So keep those paper exterior layers on your onion until you're ready to use it. Also excellent for the bones. Studies suggest that if you just eat onions from time to time, it will improve bone density. So if you eat them every day, you'll have great bones, according to a lot of medical science. Now, if you don't like eating onions, you know, chomp, 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 try the all-in-one liquid. It's a tonic, has onions in it. It also has garlic and horseradish root and ginger. It's very broad spectrum. So if you don't want to eat your onions, you can take a dose of that and get your onion that way and be good to yourself. That's the all-in-one. It's a tonic. It's not a tincture. And you can find that at thepowerherbs.com or check it out in their catalog. Just request yours today at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And while you're there at the website, The Power Herbs, sign up for the free online newsletters. Many, many people have. And get empowered each week for free. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.